My name is Sarah. I am 20 years old. Today is April 11th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Norman, who is my great-grandfather. We are recording this interview in McClure, Pennsylvania. Describe your marriage proposal. As much as you remember.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago. That's 75 years ago. I just asked her, she married me, you know, and she said yes, so that was it.
Who has been the kindest to you, and why?
It's kind of a toss-up between my wife and my mother.
Why are they the kindest?
They were usually there when I needed them, you know, and they were willing to share things. Yeah. And they were the most forgiving in my life too, where I wronged them, and they forgave me for it.
Are there any funny stories people tell you from when you were growing up?
Oh. I was known as Little Normie.
That was your nickname.
Because my mother was 49 years old when I was born. So I was always, here comes a little Normie, you know.
That's interesting. She was older than normal parents. Usually, nowadays, they have them kind of younger than 49. Yeah.
There are many of them have over 49.
Mm-hmm. You were lucky. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
I guess Christmas and Easter, because they mean a lot to me in my religion, my faith. Yeah.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I'd like to be kind of remembered as a person that helps people out when they're in need of something that I could do for them. And I'd like to be remembered as a kind person.
Did you like going to school?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? Did you behave well in school?
Well, I had some discipline problems.
Did you go to school all the way to 12th grade, or did you stop?
I stopped in ninth grade. Through ninth grade. I had about a week at 10th grade. Then I turned 15, I could get working papers. That was the end of my schooling. I took my GED test when I was 54.
So what jobs did you have as a teenager?
I was doing chores, farm chores, feeding chickens and milking a cow. Take care of pigs and lawn work, things like that, you know.
What'd you do with the money that you earned?
Well, I don't remember earning a lot of money.
You didn't earn a lot of money? Or you earned it and you just spent it too fast.
I don't know. I sort of saved my money. I didn't spend it on anything.
That's good. So tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. And it was during Depression days. And so my parents didn't have a whole lot to give me. But everybody else was living the same way as we did, so I didn't think anything of it.
How did you meet your wife?
We went to the same church. Yeah.
Do you remember your first date with her?
Yeah. It was Sunday evening. I took her to the church, a church service. Yeah. In my 39 Chevrolet.
What was my mom like when she was growing up? Do you have any stories about her?
Oh, she had three brothers, and she took a lot of teasing from them. But she was a normal girl, I guess. She has some behavior problems, but nothing out of the ordinary, I guess, for people, you know.
What are some important lessons you've learned in life?
It pays to tell the truth.
That's a good one.
Yeah. There won't be much given to you on a platter. You have to earn it yourself.
That's a good one, especially living through the Depression. So if you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Would I?
Would you relive your teenage years?
I think I would pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah. Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Well, I always dreamt I would be a farmer, and I was a farmer for 50 years of my life then. And so it was pretty much as I thought it would be like, yeah.
Last question. Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a father.
There was our oldest son, Jim, and we were married. We were married about a year before he was born. And I remember the smile on Miriam's face when she told me it was a boy. And she was going to be a boy. I assumed some responsibilities along with that, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know as much as myself.
All right. Thank you for letting me interview you today.
You're very welcome, too.